Life is in Jesus. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not come under judgment. Indeed, he has crossed over from death to life. Truly, truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so also he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. John chapter 5 verses 24 to 27. Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God and who is asking you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman replied, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then will you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a fount of water springing up to eternal life." John chapter 4 verses 10 to 14. "For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works I am doing, testify about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified about me. You have never heard his voice nor seen his form, nor does his word abide in you, because you do not believe the one he sent. You pore over the scriptures because you presume that by them you possess eternal life. These are the very words that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life." John chapter 5 verses 36 to 40. "So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum to look for him. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they asked him, 'Rabbi, when did you get here?' Jesus replied, 'Truly, truly, I tell you, it is not because you saw these signs that you are looking for me, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." John chapter 6 verses 24 to 27. "As you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John chapter 17 verses 2 to 3. "Jesus saith unto him, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father, but by me.'" John chapter 14 verse 6. The quality and quantity of life. "The thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." John chapter 10 verse 10. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word, and believes on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John chapter 5 verse 24. "Who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting?" Luke chapter 18 verse 30. "And Jesus said unto them, 'I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst.'" John chapter 6 verse 35. "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son, and believe on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John chapter 6 verse 40. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life." John chapter 6 verses 47 to 48. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.'" John chapter 8 verse 12. "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." John chapter 10 verse 28. "The believer and life. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Matthew chapter 6 verse 25, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Mark chapter 8 verse 35, Wherefore if your hand or your foot offend you, cut them off, and cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out, and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Matthew chapter 18 verses 8-9, And everyone that has forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Matthew chapter 19 verse 29, If any man come to me and hate not his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Luke chapter 14 verse 46, And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Luke chapter 21 verse 34, This is really important. You have to know this. Life is in Jesus Christ. Not merely existence, but eternal, abundant, holy, and indestructible life that flows from the Father through the Son to all who believe. The Father has life in Himself and gave that same life to the Son. The Son, in turn, gives life to all who come to Him, who believe His word, and who drink of the living water He offers. This is not symbolic language, it is spiritual reality. He is the bread of life. He is the light of life. He is the source, the sustainer, and the goal of life everlasting. Yet many pore over the scriptures, seeking life, and still perish, because they refuse to come to Him. Eternal life is not in the knowledge of truth alone, but in knowing the one whom the truth reveals, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent by the Father. This life is not cheap. It is freely given, but it demands the full surrender of all that is earthly. The one who would save his own life will lose it, but the one who loses it for Jesus' sake will find it. Entering into life may require cutting off what offends, forsaking family, possessions, and even one's own self, but what is lost is incomparable to the life that is gained, life now, and life to come. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. That life is found in Him alone, received by faith, walked out in obedience, and guarded until the last day when He will raise up those who are His. Let every heart take heed. Do not labor for the food that perishes. Come to Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Follow Jesus. For only in Him is life, now and forever.